I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo Digital Media.
What's up, everybody? Show powered by cannabis. Ashley's favorite thing is cannabis all over it. She got cannabis everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Cannabis queen.
The queen. recreational, medicinal over at Teebs of Adrian. They got a 420 special going on, which Ashley's, I know she's having her 420 party. She's celebrating. It's coming up in about 12 days. Pre-rolls, cartridges, edibles, medicinal, recreational, topicals, concentrates, all paraphernalia, all of it. At Teebs of Adrian, so make sure you get yours today. Telemetry in the morning sends you, and they will hook you up to with some special stuff. So they have great stuff there. Again, stuff that's legal in all 50 states, stuff that's not legal in all 50 states. They got it all at Teebs. So make sure you check them out.
And now our feature presentation.
This is Ed McMahon. And now, here's Andrew.
Andrew Z. I love that Andrew Z. I said Andrew Z. In the morning, it's time to wake up. Andrew Z. In the morning, yeah.
Come on. Everybody, welcome to the show. It is Thursday. We're ending the week with two peas. It's
in a pod.
2021. Drank so much liquid, I got to take two peas today. Nicodemus.
Give peas a chance.
Give peas a chance. Chris Teeful. Ashley P. And the beautiful Dottie P. Producer Georgia, let's do this.
Andrew Z in the morning.
Woo! Woo! There it is.
Woo! Donnie is more What's than just up? A pretty face, guys.
I know you are. You are. You
have I mean, brain. Not much, but.
Oh, Donald! Congratulations to Ashley. Listed her first house. That didn't take long, so you're already successful. You know, once you get paid to do something.
Well, I haven't been paid yet.
Well, I know, but true. Like I say, because I'm 38 years old, according to a professional that's being paid to guess ages at Cedar Point. Once you're paid, you are a professional in anything. So,
well,
you're one step closer, girl. One step closer.
Woo! Right Thank now, you. She's still in her amateur status.
It's so funny that you just said amateur Teeful because I read an article a couple days ago that said real estate is not for amateurs right now. It's for the big leaguers. And I was like,
who wrote that article?
It was an MSNBC article. It was a real estate agent who was quoted by saying that, like someone who's worked course. In Boston for years. And yeah, uh-huh. she's just like yes. an old disgruntled big leaguer.
Man, apparently.
So,
apparently. Yeah.
Let's see. Donna Costa's on there. Good morning, Donna. Let's see. I think it's a perfect time because there's so much real estate out there to sell right now. I think.
No, there isn't.
There's not.
There's
not. It's no.
That's why they're so. You know,
oh.
the prices are now, going.
Screw you, Dana Bull. We're calling you out, Dana Bull of Boston. That's who that quote's from.
Oh.
oh, did you
Don't
see
buy
it,
real
Teeful?
Estate from
oh.
her.
Dang, Teeful got it.
You got it. You got to give it up to Teeful. Teeful will find the person who said it and then call them a bitch.
yeah. Don't buy. If you're in the Boston area, use literally any other realtor.
yeah. Exactly.
Well, she probably yes. people probably are using everyone but her, and that's why she quoted that.
In the right.
It's like yeah. while she stamped her feet.
Yeah.
So when you
These
your
damn
first
newcomers.
Listing, I know when you got your first listing, that had to have felt good, right? You know, I was doing some research on realtors, and it is a very it's a competitive market. Ohio has the fifth most realtors in all 50 states. It's and I was thinking that I know
it's because everyone's always moving
to Florida.
I was going to say, who are the top two, like California, New York, Florida?
I didn't look. I just saw that.
He stopped at five. He could tell you. He could tell you 10 through five. He doesn't know four through one.
Hold on. Here we go. Georgia, look, there's Ashley. Everything. All right, Ashley, we were showing Ashley P's listing right now. Ashley, go ahead and sell your house. This is your chance. Go.
Okay, so this is a cute little ranch-style home right by the Slippery Elm Bike Trail in Bowling Green. Also right next to a very big Walmart and a Taco Bell for anyone who's nice. Like me and cares. I think those are really good selling points. This is the cute little living room. So when you walk in the front door, nice size living room.
What's up with that carpet? I don't know about the carpet.
Well, the carpet's going to need updated for sure. But I mean, at the price that it's at, you're going to be able to afford to get new carpet.
I was going to say,
throughout the house.
Will the seller give us a carpet allowance or not?
No, you're going to have to carpet it. Okay. So this is bedroom one, the master.
Uh-huh. It's where the magic happens.
This is the outside. The yard in the back, towards the back, you'll see it in the end, is a lot larger.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice little. I think it's playing through.
Yeah, it's playing through.
You know, what kills me?
Is this a slideshow?
Yeah.
About like people who go to homes and they look at like the furniture and they look at like the paint and then they go, ew. And you're like, well, none of this is going to be here because this isn't your furniture.
Someone still lives there, so be kind.
you're like, but you sit there and you're like, okay, so I want you to walk into this house and not think that you got to live amongst other people's stuff.
Right.
You're going to walk in. This stuff will be gone. You can paint. True. People walk in and they're like, ew, the furniture. And you're like, ew, not yours.
It is weird that people that Americans are so stupid. Like staging houses now has become like this big thing because it has to look. But like none of that. You stage it beautifully. That's your shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. That's why staging has become so popular, I think. Look at that large yard.
Oh, yes. Ooh, nice.
Nice little fire pit and a shed.
Is that fenced in? Is
goes all the way back. Yard? No, it's not fenced in, but
like, say I have a child that's a wanderer. Would I be frowned upon? Put in an invisible fence.
Yeah, invisible fence with a dog collar will take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, invisible fence will be fine for your, all right, your cool. wanderer.
For my
child.
Wanderer, my wandering
look
child.
Look at all the cabinet space. The kitchen is an eat-in kitchen, so it's nice and large.
That you put a plate in and like a fork and eat in kitchen?
No, table has to fit in it.
Oh, like I can eat in my kitchen over you the could, sink.
Well, yeah. You could.
I have an eat in kitchen then. Now I know that's good selling point.
Yeah.
You like do. I have a poop in bathroom.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Oh my God.
I honestly wish that there were separate. I don't know who in the hell ever thought putting a toilet with a shower in the same room and the same like close proximity. Like, why? I don't understand. It doesn't even make sense.
If you have a full bath separate. And a half bath, the half bath is for pooping.
All right.
That is your poop.
Well, we only have one bathroom, and I think that it should be separate. I'm going to start a new trend.
Yes, I like it. Go ahead, Donnie.
Speaking of new trends, Ash, since you're a realtor now, I want you to start calling all bathrooms poop-in bathrooms. I think that is like, you just add an extra oomph to it.
Yeah.
Poop-in bathroom.
And then when they go, why is this a poop-in bathroom? I want you to walk to the light switch. And then turn the fan on. Yeah. You could poop in here all day and no one would know.
Right?
I think you did amazing.
We do.
Yeah, that was, and just boom, like with no preparation, none of that, just like go and you just freaking took the mic and ran. You're going to be amazing. You're going to be an amazing realtor. Josh says, I've had a hell of a time selling my home. VA loans, especially FHA loans, are annoying, but they're closing on the house.
Oh, 13.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Am I going to say hi to my mom this morning? She's up, which is surprising because she was about She's got, I told you guys, she has a friend in from, that she's been friends with for 63 years. That's in town.
Aww.
And, we went over to my mom's house for fajita dinner last night and the food was amazing. But, mom was about four margaritas in.
Nice.
It was a ride. It was a ride.
Four margaritas. I can only do like one. And then I'm like, I need another one.
Exactly.
But I really shouldn't.
Yeah, they were cherry margaritas or something, and they were I don't know. I just know that I left at 9 and my mom was jumping around the living room.
Well, she's up.
Oh, she was two apple teenies. Apple toonies.
Nah.
You can tell like how many like a person has had, especially like older people, like as they approach like pronunciation of words and things like, you're like, in the beginning it's fajitas, but then towards the end of the night it's fajitas. You're like, oh shit.
Oh, good times. Anyway, her friends are leaving today. Anyone got anything? You guys got anything?
Like on a trip about?
They're on a road trip. They know someone that lives in Columbus, and they drove up here, and then they're driving to Pittsburgh, and so it's
hitting all the hot spots,
right? Gina is okay. Shannon, thank you, Gina. Her kids are on spring break this week. She had planned to take this week off, and then she had a friend that had a death in the they had a death in her family. And so she's going to the funeral in Illinois. The funeral is today, Thursday. I don't even say, yeah, today. Yeah.
I think so.
Today. But anyway, so she'll be back on Monday. Anyone else got anything?
I think the stomach bug is completely out of our house now. I think we can officially talk about it.
Really? Everyone's
it has
got it?
Ravaged our home since last Tuesday. And it was literally the worst. I don't know. It was the worst thing that we have experienced illness-wise since everything started, because we weren't around people, so nothing happens, right?
Right.
But now, as of last week, everybody was doing all the blah and the... So we're good, though, now. We went to the doctor. We were all cleared.
Bathroom. When number one comes out of your number two hole, that's an issue.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work, only having one bathroom and, like, five people in the house when everyone's got the
buckets,
stomach
flu? We have puke buckets. We just sit by everybody when you're – all right, now make sure – well, it didn't always go in the bucket, though, so that's been, like, ugh.
It's been I have a good –
there's got to be – I would think there's got to be a time with one bathroom that you just send people out to the backyard. And then when you have guests, you just tell everybody you had a dog.
Right?
This is a great opportunity for you, Ashley, as a realtor, that, you guys were fine the whole time during the pandemic because you weren't seeing people. Now you get back out in the real world and start living, and all of a sudden your whole family gets ravaged with illness. This is a great opportunity to push the bubbles around houses. Like, just, you know what? You might as well we were so successful just living amongst ourselves that I think we're just going to put a bubble around our house and not allow
it. It's a giant glass dome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what really is like tricky for me is like, we've been wearing our masks and all that stuff. So it's just like, if it's going to happen, then it will find a way to get to you.
Well, they said
in your belly.
But they say, go ahead. Go ahead, Dee.
I mean, you have to expect with kids like going back to school
and
everything, COVID may not be a thing, but remember all the nasty little shit they used to bring home all the time?
Yeah.
You know, like flu 5.0 and the beta version of the cold. Like, it's like all that, like, kids bring home new and improved shit that ravages an adult.
But we're supposed to, and that's good. I mean, it's good. Like, I'm actually kind of grateful, though, that they got it, because it's like, okay, now I know they can get sick and get over it again, because they've been so bubbled in for so long that it's like, I was nervous. Yeah. Like,
they were troopers.
For them to get sick for the first time after all this stuff happened, but it was rough, but they were good. Yeah. And they've been
Well, good. You know, but like I said, I think we've decided that we're never going to go back into civilization. We're just going to live here forever and live on DoorDash and
I need the humans.
No, even, I agree.
I can't. I can't.
Annoying ones. I need them.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much DoorDash is for your family, Andrew. Like for me, it was like a minimum $16 to $20 for me.
It's so bad.
I can't imagine how bad it would be for you.
Well, DoorDash for him is cheap. He just has a hat and one of those carrying things, and he just brings it from where he works.
Yeah. Can I answer this, Andrew?
Like, ding dong, 30% off.
Yeah, like the Palicki family. If you guys decide to DoorDash it, I mean, you're what are you taking out a second mortgage?
It's ridiculous. Well,
Andrew and I think the same way. So the reason that Andrew and I can justify DoorDashing is because it's so expensive for you, Tiefel, if you order one thing. But if you've got a family, you're ordering for like 6, 7, 8 people, you're spreading that premium over like 6 people. So it's actually not like costing you as much.
But DoorDash, like three of you are bringing in an income.
But I'm just saying, like if you order food for 10 people, the $15 surcharge isn't really killing you.
Right.
But if it's just you and you're ordering $7 worth of Taco Bell and you're paying $22 with tip, yeah, that hurts.
Well, that charge still hurts, though, if you ask me. Like, dang, I should have just driven.
And I'm going to let you guys know a little sidebar. As a guy that's been dealing with DoorDash for a few months now and then just started dealing with Uber Eats over the last couple weeks, that if you have a choice, always choose Uber Eats. Because I will let you know,
they're more expensive.
Well, there's a but. It all depends. How important is the quality of your food? Because I will tell you, when it comes to Uber, a guy who's dealing with Uber Eats, an order comes in for Uber Eats, a driver is there in about 3 minutes. Driver comes in for DoorDash, it could be 30 minutes, it could be 3 hours, it could be an hour and 15.
I end up having to show up to Andrew's restaurant to pick up the second burrito he had to make for me because DoorDash never showed up.
People, and he's still mad about it.
I swear to God. I swear to God, dude, DoorDash, because their people do not give two shits when they pick
really don't
quality, but Uber Eats, they're on it, man. And the lady's like, hey, I got to get this order out. Let's hurry it up, blah, blah, blah. 3 minutes and they're there and they're waiting. And so I'm just letting you know, as a consumer, if the quality of your food is important, and I hear it's a little more expensive, which I didn't know that till yesterday, but I would Uber Eats over DoorDash, just so you know, if you're someone that likes to order their food at home and you want quality, then Uber Eats is the way to go. Now, if you want cheap and don't care when it gets there, then DoorDash is the way to go. Like for me. Yeah. Like at our place, I had to end up writing I screwed them, and it was actually Sugar's idea, Sugar Vermont's idea. She read it somewhere. I put the time that the food was ready for pickup on the box.
Good idea.
So now if it gets there and the DoorDash driver wants to go meet his weed dealer first and go do his friend's house first and do all that stuff first, and it takes an hour and 15 minutes to get there, they know the food was ready at this time, so they don't blame, because we're the ones that get blamed.
I've had a couple DoorDash drivers, because you can, you know, they do the tracking, you know, from the pickup to you. And I see them pull off the route and go like a couple blocks off the route and then just sit there.
Yeah.
Like I can't see them just sitting there for 15, 20 minutes.
I don't get it.
I'm calling DoorDash. I call DoorDash customer service and they don't understand what I'm saying. Like, I'm watching him just sit there. We texted him. He says he's on his way.
There was one time. There was one time a DoorDash driver came in to pick up food, right? Pick up food for somebody. He's like, man, it smells good in here. He goes, can I order something? I'm like, well, it's going to be like 15, 20 minutes. That's cool. I want to order. I'm like, all right, well.
Wow. He said,
ordered food for himself while the other food is in his. He didn't even leave it under the heat lamp. He held it in his hand the whole time that he was waiting for his food to be made. I'm like, well, it's not for me to say. So I mean,
you can't turn away business. I'll make you a burrito.
I know. So
I did successfully the other day delete all food delivery apps from my phone.
Wow.
That was my big step from eating out for every meal to now cooking at home.
That's great.
Almost for every meal.
That's a big commitment. Mm-hmm. Good for you, man.
I'll tell you what, if quarantine has done anything for me, I just don't want to cook anymore. Like I, it has like turned me away from it so bad. And I don't know if it was just because it was just like so few like months in a row of just having to think about every single meal and cook mm-hmm. everything. And I don't know. I love eating out though anyways.
Well, and I know. Well, and here's the thing. What's going to happen is
people thank you, D.
People are going
to, oh, God. Oh, my God.
You're the best Thursday ever.
People are going to do one of two things. They're either going to, like Tiefel, give up the eating out, or they delete the apps, and that's not a thing anymore. Or they've missed it so much they're going to go and eat out and go back to where they were. I don't know the answer. Yeah. We're going to find out if people are now because once you have a habit, maybe your habit now is cooking at home. Where before, I think in the olden days when I was a kid, or around that time, you know, eating out was a privilege. Like we would have fun. So a couple nights, maybe one
McDonald's
or two,
was like the place to go.
Yeah, we would look forward to eating out, and it was so you would eat home 5-6 nights a week, and then you know, one or two nights you'd go out to a restaurant. Well, America has flipped that. You might eat home a couple nights a week, and then you're eating out like 4 or 5 nights a week in some form or fashion. And then the pandemic, I think, changed that now, where people were eating at home again. So we'll see where the pendulum ends up after swinging both ways for so long.
We shall see. Because I've been doing this for 3 months, so they say 60 days makes a habit. So
yeah, it's true. That's go ahead, Ash.
I don't even think like I know that there can be like a negative connotation about not eating at home versus eating out with your family, but my kids pay way more attention to us and are more present when we eat out than when we're eating at home. When we're at home, they're like jumping up and down and running back and forth. And I'm like, sit down. But when we're in a restaurant, they're like really well behaved and we're all eating together and talking. So
what you do is you bring a bunch of people over to your house to sit around randomly in the background. And then you sit at the table. So they have the experience of the restaurant.
I'll just put up people wallpaper all over the
These are our friends. Josh says, you know why that is, Andrew? DoorDash skims the tips and Uber Eats gives far higher pay base. That's true. Well, that's why Uber is there on time and DoorDash drivers ignore it. Josh says he tries for both. He says, Chris, you'll be back. They always come back.
Yeah, read the sign, Josh.
We can't see it. It's too white.
I told him. You didn't want to listen.
If you look at it closely, you can. It's a very special message for Josh.
Put him on a one shot, Georgia. TV on one shot.
I think it says "Screw you, Josh."
See, it's readable.
No, I'm turn just going now. With what I screw felt you, like you would Josh. Write oh, yeah. on a board, mm-hmm. Chris. Is I felt like that's what you would write.
So here's what happened. So I told
Chris. And I was right.
Yeah, I told Chris, hey, man, put something on your board. So he goes, put something on his board, right? And then I say, you can't see it. Well, the thing is. The thing is, I can't write it any darker. I'm like, well,
I didn't say that at all. That's not at all what we said.
Oh, God. Come on, boys. Let's not do this today.
I said, you have to trace over it and make it thicker.
That's not what you said at all.
That uses too much ink. And I'm like, dude, it's 60-cent pen. Use more ink and make the words you put the effort into write up there. You might as well be able to read it.
It's not my pen.
He said it's not my pen. He didn't want to waste the ink. I'm like, are you kidding?
What? Is that not your office?
No, this is my office, but that's the pen that my office has given me to use for writing on the board, but it's not my pen.
How many lights do you have on?
Oh my God.
Yeah, why do you have the lights on? You could save the company.
Because every time I don't have the lights on, you bitch.
They're not your lights.
No, I'm just saying, turn off one of your lights. There's just too much light on it. That's all it is.
I'd have to unscrew it.
You should. Yeah. You should.
And I haven't been given clearance to touch property light bulb. I put in a request to unscrew the light bulb. It'll be 3 to 6 weeks until I hear back on said request. As far as my dry erase markers, I've asked for new thicker markers to write deeper, more meaningful sentences on my board.
In Tiefel's defense, those markers are expensive as heck, though. So maybe.
Do you think somebody, Ashley? Do you think somebody picked them up and went like this and goes, "Wow, it feels like somebody wrote 'screw you'."
Yeah, I think that you might get in more trouble for writing "screw you," Josh, than using the markers itself. But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
All right, so I get a couple.
I'm not wasting company resources. All right,
well, he's a company man. Now
we're in the pandemic.
You have to appreciate that.
The pandemic. Well, yeah, it is the pandemic at this point. It's too long. Pandemic.
You gonna have some fajitas? Yep.
I like fajitas pronunciation myself.
Fajitas. Oh, Ted, your dad says I taught him to be independent. However,
right?
Yeah.
All right, a bunch of stuff I want to get to. We'll get to here in just a second. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Teebs. Teebs of Adrian. We roll on cannabis. We roll on it. We bathe in it. We topical it. Is it if you have a little boo-boo? I like every morning I have to rub that topical cream on Colleen's back because she's got back issues. So I rub it on there, and in 5 minutes, the back issues are gone. I don't know what it's called, but the stuff is good, and it's potent, and I love it. And I got it at Teebs of Adrian. Teebs.green is the website. If you want more information, drop a line and say, hey, thanks for supporting the show. Also, Lawn Greetings of Toledo. Say it with a lawn greeting instead of a greeting card. If you had someone that's having a birthday or an anniversary, the ninjas at Lawn Greetings, the ninjas will go in the middle of the night, set a nice message in your lawn. So when you wake up, it'll be there. And then when you go to bed the next day, 24 hours later, then the ninjas will come and they come and scoop up all the letters and it's gone again. It's really pretty amazing. Yeah. The work that they do. And I mean, it's kind of like Santa Claus, you know, there's nothing there and you go to bed and then there's presents there. So it's Toledo's version of Santa Claus.
If you want to have real fun with them, order it and then ask the cops for an extra patrol in the morning. Cause you've been seeing people look around.
What an asshole.
I would just like to know what white ass neighborhood you live in where you could just request an extra drive-by where you're like, oh, excuse me, I'm going to need another patrol car in my area. I've been watching people lurking.
Lurking. Mm. That's a word that only has a negative connotation.
Like, yeah.
There's never anyone that says, he was lurking at the store and like it's a happy thought. No.
And that's when I fell in love with him. He was lurking outside my door.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Yeah, there's never going to be when people say you're lurking, Tiefel, it's never going to be in a good connotation. So you need to stop doing it. Stop lurking. Anyway, the website is lagrto.com, Lawn Greetings of Toledo. All right, speaking of extra patrol, there was a shooting last night at one of the nightclubs, Andrea's Sports Bar.
Dude.
Shooting.
Did you hear about this, John?
That's crazy. I just heard about it this morning. What? That's the first bar I ever bartended at.
No way.
It's on Alexis. It's like the Whitmer area. I mean, that's like a neighborhood bar.
I know.
Nice little spot.
Man killed after
when you were bartending.
Someone was killed.
Someone died though. That's sad.
Oh my gosh.
When's the last time you bartended, Donnie?
It was the pizza place.
Was it? It had been 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Sure.
And how long ago was it that you were like, how long ago was your first bartending gig at Andrea's?
Andrea's, I think like 2008, maybe 2007,
2008. Yeah. About 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So anyway, man was killed after a fight leads to a shooting at West Toledo Bar. The suspect is at large. There was a incident began inside the sports pub. Then the fight moved to the bar's parking lot shortly before 11:30 last night. Toledo police were on the scene. The victim was shot and died after being transported to the hospital. Police are looking for the person responsible. Multiple shell casings were found in the parking lot. A video tech is working to retrieve surveillance footage from the bar. Witnesses have been interviewed. Jeez, that's horrible. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Check this out. Madonna has a new beau. The beau. That's
master of transition.
I know. Sorry. Madonna is 62.
Speaking of tragedies, somebody new is sleeping with this old broad.
She's Madonna, 62. Holy. Madonna's,
whose turn is it this time?
That makes me feel old.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. So Madonna's 62. How old do you think her new beau is?
25.
26.
You guys are
guesses, you guys.
She definitely seems like the kind of lady that would do that.
Yeah.
Is that what they think? Do they think they get you through injection?
Yes. Well, it's worked for me. Look at me. Like, I mean,
if I park my 26-year-old penis inside of a 63-year-old garage, it doesn't make that garage younger. It just makes my penis look like it's old.
Look, her and her son are painting Easter eggs.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And yeah.
That's not her son.
Oh, right. It's not?
Like, that's what it feels like. And if the roles were reversed too, I always think the same thing of like younger girls with people that are old enough to be their dads. It's like, oh God, guys. This feels a little bit off. Like 10, 20 years, maybe, but like 40.
I think 20 is about.
Michael, what do you even have in common? That is so awkward.
Nothing. Well, you have that's where you resort to having to show him how to paint Easter eggs.
Right? Yeah.
You know what?
Good boy.
That's when you get to the point where you're so old that you got to date somebody who's young enough to keep up with your kids.
Oh, look at their eggs.
Those are some good eggs.
Those are good.
She gave him a Cadbury egg in
oh my as gosh.
A look, I see a Star Wars one, babe.
Yeah,
R2-D2.
Yeah.
R2-D2.
Very nice.
Oh, Madonna.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news uncovered at this point. It's kind of a big deal. For me, I don't know if you guys will find it, but
does it have Jason to do with King Kong?
No, but it has to do with Cedar Point. So, McClure, the general manager, was promoted to senior vice president. So, as of last night, Cedar Point announces the new park general manager, Huron native Carrie Boldman. So, Carrie Boldman, she's the first woman park general manager for Cedar Point. So as a girl dad, that's awesome. I can't wait to find her in the park and take pictures with me and the girls, because now we don't have a picture with the general manager anymore. So this is big news.
Wait, Donnie, I didn't know you had a picture with the first of all, the fact that you knew the general manager's name.
Exactly.
Is stunning to me.
Well, that we saw them in the park and he was like, hey, can we get a picture?
So
he has like a goal of getting pictures with all the chief executives of the
here's the thing.
Johnny is the mayor of Cedar Point.
D just dipped out. He's like, I can't do that. I can't do it anymore.
Have you ever heard the quote? I think it's like Gerald or who's the Ford guy? Like the guy that owned
Mr. Ford or whatever. Yeah,
Henry Ford. Henry Ford maybe, or like Walt Disney said to run a corporation that you have to do every job. You have to be able to pick up the trash and. You know this. So literally, I'd never met him before. I'd seen pictures of him. And I was at Cedar Point and I see a guy in black pants and a blue short sleeve button up. And so he obviously works there. And he's just walking down the causeway, picking up trash and throwing it away.
Wow.
With his bare hands. And I'm like, that's Jason McClure. And he's just picking up trash.
You realize literally nobody other than you and the people that work for him made that connection.
Well, I was with.
It was like, that's just an old guy picking up trash.
You would think that, Tiefel.
You would.
And I can understand why you would, but I was actually with another guy who was part of like American Coaster Enthusiast, which is a club. And I was like, is that Jason McClure? And he said, yes, that's Jason McClure.
This is like the embodiment of what if God was one of us. He's just one of us. He's just out here with us.
He's out here trash. Now, Donnie, was it on a level of, let's say, okay, your family you see every day, okay, to let's say, let me think of a big star. Let's say Brad Pitt. So there's a family you see every day. Brad Pitt is your most excited. Where did you fall on the scale of excitement seeing Brad McClure, the GM?
Jason.
Jason McClure.
I mean, he's up there with Brad Pitt, I would say. He's right up there.
How much excitement and goodwill was there for you on the roller coaster forums when you were like, I ran into Jason McClure
and posted your picture?
I don't know. I don't remember if I posted it. I don't think I ever did.
Yeah, I don't think you posted
it. It was too big league. I'm a lurker. I'm a lurker on those forums because like anything you do, you're going to get like gutted for on the, you know, these fan pages, like, ask Demetrius. He used to moderate a couple of pages.
Really?
You do anything on there and you get destroyed. So,
here's the thing. It to you guys. Here's what's crazy about that, Donnie, is that people, babies. Babies smell good. You could say that. Or babies are amazing. You could say babies are amazing. And in a forum, there are going to be assholes that are good just to take the other side.
That's why I hate groups like that. They're horrible. You know, it's
so annoying. There was one time I posted it in a Cedar Point group. I said, man, these lines are outrageous. I said, you know.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking?
There's a picture.
No, he had a name tag. You cheated.
I know. It's not like you picked him out of a crowd.
He was across the causeway. I had to flag him down.
Name tag on.
Your new name is Eagle Eye.
Like, how hard is it to pick out the park manager? The rest of them are international students.
The one white dude that's hurting all the international students is the dude in charge. Oh God!
Wait!
Look how happy I am.
Were you with the guy in the white skull cap, or did he just like pop in because we're getting a picture?
That's the guy
we met up there. We purposely he was up there, I was up there, and we just kind of met up a couple times by rides.
How did you arrange these meetings?
Yeah. Oh my God, Ashley, tell the story. Oh no.
I was going to say the way that this night ended was even more epic than him picking Jason McClure out of a sea of people.
I can't imagine how it could be.
Well, get ready, Tebow. So after all the excitement of that, this was probably 2 years ago. So Melania is small and tiny. She's 6. Uh-huh. He wants to take her on the Magnum with him and his friend to go on the Magnum. And I'm like, no, absolutely not.
You were supposed to meet there at 8 o'clock.
She weighs 50 pounds, soaking wet. She's 4 feet tall. Hell to the no, she's not getting on the Magnum. So this went on forever and ever and ever and ever. And he's like,
Come on, babe. Let's just go home.
We'll just go home then. And I was like, okay, great. I would like to go back to our room, please. So he spent the entirety of walking from the park to the cabins, pouting, walking fast, way ahead of everybody home.
It's called mounting.
What is that called? It's
a combination of marching and pouting. It's mounting.
You guys,
yeah,
I was pushing a home. Double stroller, pushing a double stroller like 20 feet ahead of Ashley. With the maddest look on my face, and it hit me. I was right passing the Gemini. I was like, I have to look ridiculous right now to people. I'm just so mad.
But at that point, Donnie, haven't you bought in? So you have to keep going. You can't.
Yeah.
Even though you realize how ridiculous you look, you've committed yourself.
So we get up to the cabin to and the we're trying to play games and play card games and have fun. And he's still pouting. I'm like, can you just let it go now? And he's like, it's just, this is what we come here for. And I was like, no, we come here for the food and staying here.
No, I was hurt. I was like, you just don't understand me, Ashley.
You know what's fun? You know what's fun about having having passes to Cedar Point? To me, what's fun is, first of all, just being in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's why
Puts you in a good mood, right?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing too, is because you have a pass, you can come as many times as you want. You're not forced to you're not forced to cram in all the rides. Like right. This isn't your one day. So you got to make sure you get on all the rides and you're stressing yourself out. Like for me, dude, I spent 2 hours one time just where they go, you go, I don't know what it's called, but you go into Frontierland and they have those swings there. I spent 2 hours just sitting on that swing.
Frontier Town is my favorite part of it. And I seriously, there's like a little cabin bar thing with like tables on the outside. And it's like in this beautiful wooded area. And I just love to go sit there and just like people watch and feel like I'm in the 1800s. And
yeah, I do that too.
I like to go into Frontier Town and pretend I'm in the 1800s, and I run out of Frontier Town like people are chasing me, like it's the 1800s all over again. Like I've just escaped Plantationville, and then I run past Snoopy.
Well, I like to pretend I'm one of the call girls at the at the saloon.
Oh, so do I.
There's something here.
D's running out of there. If you see Bassett, tell him I didn't go this way.
Yep. You could be like,
am I by the Magnum yet, boss? I've been running in Frontier Town for days, days.
It's so bad.
Way north.
But Cedar Point, I love it. And Plantationville, Priscilla called it.
It's not, oh my gosh, it's not Plantationville.
That's the West. Party. That's the South, you guys.
It's the West, the Wild West.
Which what? Racism and slavery wasn't a part of back then? Like,
I don't know. I feel like it was more of trying to live. Yeah.
Survival.
I feel like that was more laced with whores and alcoholics.
There was a girl in one of the shows. I actually fell in love because I'd sit there at the show while everyone else would go ride rides. I'd sit there with Josie and just watch this show and watch it day after day. I'm like, hey, wait, Sandra's not here today. What is going on?
She off?
Isn't she off today?
Kali, you involved your daughter in your obsession.
Kali, we get so pissed. I'm like, watch, she's gonna do the rocking around the clock number right now.
Sandra got a better opportunity at Busch Gardens, and so she left, and now she's running one of those animatronic dolls.
Colleen's like, I'll go punch that bitch right in the nose. Right now.
I believe that. That's the truest thing I've ever heard. And she's like, no, you ain't getting my man. You better back off.
What I like most about the scenario is Sandra would have no idea why Colleen is punching her.
Right, exactly. But in Colleen's head, it's mutual. Like Sandra wants me as much as I want. I'm just some old dude at Cedar Point listening to some music to her. Sandra hasn't realized our love yet, but Colleen's gonna squash it before she realizes it.
You know, I had the exact same conversation, except not about a girl, with Connor yesterday, and because he it was hot outside, and I'm like, hey. He goes, I'm like, you might want to throw a tank top on, you know, just something that, and he's like, he goes, I don't feel comfortable with my armpits showing in public. And I went, what? And he goes, yeah, I feel real naked with my shoulders exposed and my armpits open. He goes, I wear t-shirts. And I said, why do you feel naked? He goes, I feel like everybody's watching me, everybody. Aww. And I said, hey buddy, I'm gonna hip you to a little piece of information I don't think anybody's told you. I said, the only people who give a fuck about you are your parents. I said, it's me. And I don't give a shit how you dress. I said, nobody cares if you got a tank top on. Nobody's going to notice you in 5 minutes. They're going to walk by and you're just another skinny kid in a tank top. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about you.
Wow, that's so inspirational. Wow, thank you, Demetrius, for that stirring.
Now get out there.
Get out there and be average because no one's going to care about you. Go.
Right. I appreciate where Demetrius is going with this. I understand, but let me soften it up a little bit.
Okay.
What he really means to say is that
nobody gives a fuck about you.
Everyone's going through their own shit and no one's really paying attention to what you're doing. So keep doing you and don't worry about what anyone else is thinking because they're not thinking about you.
Unclothed, puts his arm around his shoulder and says, nobody cares about you.
I mean, it was a big deal, though. The first kid that had an armpit hair in junior high, like, we used to, like, get around, like, gather around him in the locker room and gym class, be like, dude, show us again. And he'd be like, oh! It was, like, two of them. I remember it was yesterday.
Well, and then there's always one of them, one of the two, then hasn't discovered deodorant yet because he does. He's like, blue with hair. And you're like, oh, come on, man. It's
time.
You have man smell now, sir.
It's stuff like that, which is why I avoided taking classes where being in the locker room was required. Like, I don't.
Why
need
were
that
you the stinky kid who didn't know about deodorant?
No, I didn't want to. I didn't need to be. I didn't want to shower around other dudes. I didn't want to anything. That's the whole reason I took ROTC the full 4 years of high school, because I didn't have to go to gym.
Nope.
Aww.
Nobody showered after gym. That's from the movies. Like, there was a shower. There was, like, one guy that showered after gym. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Nobody showered after gym.
In our locker room, they were just poles. Like, it was just a room with, like, 10 poles that just came from ceiling to floor, and they had nozzles around. So you're shoulder to shoulder with another dude.
But no one used those people.
What do you think is going to happen to you in a group shower, Chris?
No, it had nothing to do with me being afraid of seeing other dudes or me being afraid they're going to do something to me. I just wasn't comfortable with myself.
Donnie, I'm with Donnie. When I was in the eighth grade and we had to do gym, nobody took showers after. The showers never even got used. And then at one point they have the one guy that was ex-military. the one guy was ex-military, and he said the new rule is everyone has to take a shower.
Yep.
And then we're like, well, dude, we're not doing that. And then he ended up throwing this one dude into the shower and turned the water on him. Oh, shit. What the?
You know, I don't think you can do that stuff anymore, though, honestly.
Oh, no.
Right?
And that's a shame. I really think you should be allowed to do those things. Like, it's so funny because I hear people talk about, like, group showers and things like that. When I was in boot camp, we had a line of toilets.
What is poop camp?
That's what I heard too, Andrew. Thank you.
Boot
camp. Well, it kind of falls right in line with this story. Okay. Picture 12 toilets just on one wall, not a divider between them. It's just a wall full of toilets. Mm. And if you got to take a shit, and somebody else has got to take a shit, there is no way that you're not seeing him take a shit too, because you're all just sitting on the toilet like, hey.
Before they switch to Vietnam.
Are they close enough to where your knees might touch too?
They're close enough where you could hand somebody a note to hand to the person at the end of the toilet line.
Do you guys ever play telephone?
You can play telephone on the toilet and absolutely get every word correct.
Even in jail, there were dividers.
You had privacy.
there were dividers in the groups for both the showers and the toilets. So in the toilets, you could just see people's head. Like the wall was just tall enough so you could see your head all the way down. You knew what was going on below there, but you didn't have to watch it.
Oh shit! I had to take a poop in a drunk tank once.
What? First of all, that doesn't surprise me because Donnie has to poop wherever he is and it doesn't matter. So, for example,
I got arrested for trying to break up a fight one night, but they didn't want to charge me with anything serious. So they just put me in a drunk tank. It's like all the people they round up at night, but they're not really going to charge with anything serious. They're going to let them out in the morning. So there's like 20 dudes in this room and one toilet with like a brick wall that comes up to like your chest level, so you just have to like look around and just kind of smile, I guess.
Sorry, guys.
Look at people though, because like instead of staring at the wall to make sure no one's looking at me, I would just look at everybody, and then if they looked at you, just stare right at them, and it's like, oh, and then they would look away. So you just kind of got to do reverse psychology at that point.
Dominance.
It's literally a warning. It's a warning to people. You're like, look, you know, you and I, everybody in this room knows that this is covered in poop. Did you try to take it?
Oh my god. That's horrible. All right. Couple other things that I wanted to get to. Oh yeah, several of them actually. The first one is sad news. Jungle Jack Hanna is now, his family came out. He hasn't been out in public for a couple months, but his family has come out, and it was a sad post, but he has Alzheimer's disease, which is now turned into dementia Alzheimer's, and to where he can't even he will never make another public appearance as long as he lives, which is sad. Everyone knows Jungle Jack. He's associated with the Columbus Zoo for I think it was almost 40 years. He retired about a year ago, and I think that was the time that that this set in. And they weren't, the family said it, one of his kids wrote the post on his page. One of the family members said that they weren't expecting it to progress this fast. And they just said, like, I don't, there's something sad about making an announcement. Like, you're never going to see him in public again. You know?
Yeah.
That was basically the announcement. So, and you know, the guy that we've grown up with watching present animals, and he's a big animal conservationist and teacher. So that was kind of sad.
Dude, he was the face of like zoos across the country. Like, right. When you thought about somebody coming onto a show to present like a wild animal, it was always Jack Hanna.
Absolutely.
It was always Jack Hanna. Jack Hanna brought in pandas. Jack Hanna brought in armadillos. Jack Hanna brought in rattlesnakes. That's what Jack Hanna did.
Yep.
And who was that lady from SeaWorld?
Jane, something. Blonde,
exactly.
The blonde.
Yeah, screw her. Oh. See, exactly. No one knows the SeaWorld girl, but everybody knows Jack Hanna.
Yep. I think you and I are old enough to even remember the girl from SeaWorld, but I remember her.
I have a special place in my heart for any zookeeper that like brings an animal out for people to see, because like we had some zookeepers bring out like a sloth to the dealership a couple years ago, and it's a sloth, so they move slow, but they're like big and they have these big claws. I just feel like at any moment, if he wanted to, he could take over the room. And these zookeepers are just, they're so confident in their ability to just hang out with these animals, and then they're like putting them on their shoulder, and I'm like, what are you doing? But it's amazing to me. I think it's awesome.
Right.
Have you ever thought about like how weird it is, the evolutionary chain, that was the one characteristic of the sloth that like made it through the beginning? Like, there were fast sloths, and fast sloths were getting eaten, and slow sloths were like, well, fuck that.
Right. Like, think about how amazing it is that they've survived. Like, any animal that is on the earth right now is a badass, really. Like, if you think about it, and like to yourself, like, how did the sloth make it? Like,
it takes all kinds. So
we're like predators.
It doesn't matter if you're fast, slow, short, tall, fat, or skinny. Oh. You belong. Yeah.
We're predators, okay? Just like this. Is that motherfucker just walking away from me?
Like, maybe they think it's poisoned. Like, I don't want to eat that. It's going to get me.
and then all right, I added some other stuff, but I want to get into to Tiefel stuff. So we'll take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you in part by our friends at Lufka All Natural in Perrysburg. You would love this store, Ashley. I promise you would love this store. All natural products, a zero waste store. They offer organic and environmentally friendly skincare and cleaning products, free of harsh chemicals. They only use ingredients that they know you can trust and that will never harm the planet Earth. If you're looking for skincare products, cleaning products that will allow you to live a chemical-free and plastic-free life, or at least begin to, Lufka is the right choice for you at the Country Charm Shops in Perrysburg. And DMX Lawn and Landscape, they're going to really mow your lawn up in here. DMX, if you're looking for a landscaper that you can trust, they're the ones that mow our lawn. Actually, it's about time. DMX Lawn and Landscape, get a hold of
them. Just calling them out casually during a commercial. My guys.
Come on, guys. It's time. It's time. All right. Let's get into WTF news with Ebenezer Bushrod.
Well, Georgia, if my nephew is anywhere near this audio, you might want to, you know, earmuff his ears there a little bit, because I've got sad news. COVID has claimed another victim. We are now, thanks to all the takeout, experiencing a national ketchup shortage.
Oh, gosh.
Restaurants are reporting that they are unable to obtain the ketchup in the quantities that they need, and it has made ketchup prices rise 13% nationally for them so far. And so, but good news is Heinz is on it, and they're trying to increase production to fill this gap. But
what is Hunt's doing? I have an idea. What is Hunt's doing?
Apparently, nothing. According to the
article, trying to catch up.
I have an idea. Remember, like during quarantine, when there was like a change shortage, and everybody like started using their change. Well, like everybody that's got the millions of freaking ketchup packets in their junk drawer. Yeah. Let's all go put it into a pile. We could all donate our ketchup packets, and then we'll be good.
Yes.
All right.
And then we could start putting them in little boxes and then handing them out to people that need ketchup.
Yeah.
I like
it. First there's a housing shortage, then a car shortage, and now ketchup.
Like, when they came for the houses, I didn't say anything because I didn't own a home. When they came for the cars, I said nothing because I don't own a car. Mm-hmm. But now they've come for the ketchup.
You own the ketchup. Hopefully Ranch totally, isn't next.
That was good, totally Tifo. The most inappropriate quote to put to this situation ever. Ever. Ever.
Let me ask you guys a question because Ashley brought up Ranch. Let me ask you a question about Ranch.
Ranch is next.
I saw pizza dip flavored Ranch the other day at Walmart. Apparently it's flavored as if pizza had already been dipped into it.
I want to be that guy on the assembly line that's got to just dip the pizza in the Ranch.
Well, I want to be the guy in the boardroom. All right, look guys. I know people like dipping their pizza in Ranch. I've got the next flavor. It's gonna be like Dan's pizza has already been in the Ranch.
And that's okay.
And you know what? They're like this. Who hired this fucking idiot from Pringles? Who? who brought?
Picture someone's house, okay? Uh-huh. There's the Ranch. They dip their pizza in the Ranch. Mm-hmm. What else are they putting in that Ranch that tastes like pizza now that they have? Because I mean, you're not just gonna use pizza flavored Ranch for pizza.
Right.
What were they doing? Veggies? Like, what was next?
Veggies.
Veggies? They don't order veggies with takeout. Breadsticks? Okay, what are you going to eat it with?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So speaking of pizza flavored stuff, I don't know if this was true when I saw it, but did anyone see the pizza flavored seltzer water?
No.
Okay, and I love pizza, but I gagged in my mouth a little bit. I was like, oh my God, I hope that's not true, but I'm going to look it up right now.
Because what that says to me is that someone drank my seltzer water and they got pizza particles all in it, and that's why it would taste like this. So it would gross me out. Like if my water tastes like pizza, I'd be like, oh, Laura, like I couldn't even imagine.
Oh my God, it was a freaking April Fool's joke. You know, that's about the fifth one that got me.
Really?
You should have seen how mad Ashley was when she thought Strahan
filled in his gap. I was like, oh my God. I was so disappointed in him too. I was like, I can't believe he's a sellout. Why did he sell out like that?
Damn you, woke culture. Yeah. But Ranch, isn't Ranch in one of the Tiefels who I'm sure we'll be able to figure this out. When I was a kid, I don't even remember if Ranch, I don't think Ranch existed. And now, like, there isn't, kids put Ranch on everything. I don't even think we had Ranch when I was a kid. Is Ranch a new invention?
No, Ranch has always been around.
It's been around. It was in the 80s, it was like when ladies, when your mom would go on a diet, she would get like rice cakes and vegetables to dip in Ranch. That was the diet of the 80s.
But here's the thing. When did Ranch become so big? Yes, grapefruit.
When did Ranch become so big that
everyone eats Ranch now?
I don't know. Like the 2010s.
Has anyone else noticed? Because
when I can trace it back, because for a long time, French dressing had the the crown. Everybody loved French dressing. It was a little sweet. It was red. It was almost like dessert on lettuce. And then people started hating the French. You know, we started talking about freedom fries and shit like that. And then people went like this. You know what's American? Ranch is American. Ranch is American. And then people started realizing that ranch was amazing. You could put ranch on anything. You could put ranch on a bad marriage and make it better. That is how good ranch is. Like,
it's funny. Natasha brings up a great point. She said ranch was like ranch then was like blue cheese is now. Ranch was like the stepchild, and blue cheese, everyone was eating blue cheese, and now it's the other way around. Blue cheese is the stepchild, and ranch has become the main. It's almost like a Kmart and Walmart. At one point, Kmart was the top dog, and now Kmart is gone, and Walmart is the top dog. That's like your ranch blue cheese thing. But kids will put ranch on everything now, and it wasn't like that when I was a kid. Like, we weren't putting ranch on. My kids can't eat a meal without a side of ranch on almost everything. It's crazy. That's a new phenomenon, I think, within the last decade or so, I think.
I keep trying to push ranch off on our kids, and they're, like, not interested.
They don't like ranch?
No.
One of them's coming
Melania, around. The only one that Melania will ever eat is the Chick-fil-A ranch. So I have to pay $1 million to go through that drive-through to get her special ranch. And I'm always like, can I get three, please?
Which by the way, Donnie, I need you to try my chicken sandwich because I'm telling you it's the best in town. And I respect Donnie's opinion. So I need Donnie to taste it.
I am down.
Okay. Where were we? What else you got, Tiefel?
I had two off-duty corrections officers in Maryland got into a little tiff at the drive-thru. They were upset about their order. They were arguing with the drive-thru workers, and they one of them even got out of the car and attacked the drive-thru worker. They got back in their car, drove around to the front of the Taco Bell, and started revving the car up and it came up close to a group in front of there, and then they backed up as if they needed to get more momentum. Hit the gas, rammed right into the group and into the Taco Bell. Nobody was seriously injured or killed or anything, but they've been charged with attempted murder, reckless driving, assault, you know, all the good and happy stuff. So now they are spending time in county. They were both corrections officers for Prince George County Department of Corrections, and they are currently staying at the Charles County Detention Center. Awaiting arraignment.
Jerks. That takes hangry to a whole new level.
I know,
right?
you're a corrections officer. You're like, first of all, you pull up to a window. It's like yelling at somebody through a cell, and they don't do what you say. So now you're pissed. Now they got to come into your cell and work themselves out some shit.
PTSD.
Yeah, so true. What else, Tiefel?
Tiefel just said his computer's acting up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's froze.
Oh, God. No more. You mean that's
all? So he just stopped doing the news. He was like, I'm done.
After that story.
Bitch, don't Tom Brokaw us. You're the son of Ted Tiefel. Ted Tiefel powers through.
The like, son of Ted Tiefel, damn it.
If you got to call in to do this shit, that's what Ted Tiefel would do.
I got one for you. This is from Tiefel's list. A home inspector was filmed allegedly pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll. A man in Michigan's metropolitan Detroit area was charged in the district court Wednesday on two misdemeanor counts after he was unknowingly caught on camera allegedly pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll during a home inspection.
Ugh, I think he read the box wrong. It's tickle me, Elmo. Tickle.
No, it's tickle the Elmo, not yourself.
It's little, there's tickle a guy me, like Elmo. This. I got the one misprint. It was a collector's item. It said, fuck me, Elmo. And now this guy has ruined it.
Kevin, it's like, you know how they say inflection matters? It's like tickle me, Elmo, or tickle me, Elmo.
The punctuation matters.
This guy, they always say people with three names that use three names that they're always up. They're always like, does some say shady shit. Well, Kevin Wayne Van Leuven 59 of Clarkston was arranged.
Don't you mean Van Lovin?
K Dubs?
Van Lovin. Yeah.
That's pretty true, this whole three name thing. I am kind of catching on to this.
Yeah,
it's only because they give you all three names when they commit a crime. That's it. It's not like they go, well, Stanchuck or anything like that. It's just they give you everybody's name.
But they go, but it only sticks for people that are doing goofy shit or they've been called that their whole life, like John Wayne Gacy. Like, okay, well,
John Wilkes Booth.
Andrew.
Anyone?
Starts there. Starts at John Wilkes Booth.
Yep. Goes there. What's your middle name, Andrew?
Albert.
Yeah, nobody's going to run around. He's also not going to refer to himself as that.
Andrew Albert Zepeda. If you don't put that fucking pop down.
No. It's totally a thing.
Kevin Wayne Van Leuven, who we now refer to as Van Lovin, 59 of Clarkston, was arraigned on charges of aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property under $200. The incident took place in the home of an Oxford Township couple in Oakland County, part of the metropolitan Detroit area, on March 12th. The couple were having their home inspected by Van Lovin before its sale. According to a statement from the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, the couple let Van Lovin and the buyer's real estate agent into their home and left the property during the inspection. The 22-year-old female homeowner was later alerted on her phone by a nursery camera that there was movement in the nursery. So when the homeowner came to check her phone, she allegedly saw Van Lovin in the nursery. As she continued to watch, he allegedly began touching himself and she began recording the incident. Van Lovin then picked up the doll from the nursery floor and appeared to be pleasuring himself with the doll and then returned it to its original location.
People are so fucking weird.
Oh my God. I'm not going to be okay after this one. Yeah.
Van Lovin claimed he moved the doll to inspect an electrical outlet, but did nothing else. When he was informed there was a camera in the nursery, Van Lovin allegedly made incriminating statements.
Did he hightail it out of there? I gotta go.
This could carry a 93-day jail sentence, which is very particular. 93-day jail sentence and a $500 fine. And he's also a condition of his bond is going to be that he cannot be in a residential property he doesn't own, which kind of fucks his business a little bit.
Yeah. Justice for Elmo. Come on.
The sheriff says, just when I thought I'd seen it all, someone steps up and surprises me with a new level of disturbing actions.
When I was in junior high.
I'm not okay with this. Put me down. Put me down. I barely know you. Hey. Big Bird. Help me. Big Bird.
Elmo.
Oh, no, Mr. Noodle.
You guys, when I was in junior
put your Mr. Noodle away.
Oh, I don't think Mr. Noodle's going to have another job after this. Oh, Mr. Noodle is going to have to report himself as a sexual Muppet predator. Oh, Mr. Noodle.
Listen, when I was in junior high, me and my friends went to the public library to, like, do a project. And some dude, like, some older guy, like, hid behind a wall of books and was pleasuring himself in front of all of us. And I freaked out. I like screamed and he took off. That's why I said, did he hightail it out of there? Because this guy took off. Like, oh shit. Oh my God. It was horrible. I had to go to the police station and describe this guy, which I was like, I don't really remember what he looked like.
Can you describe what he saw?
Man, yeah, exactly.
Tiny little helmet.
Sometimes I wonder, like, do I still see this person anywhere? Like,
right.
It's so creepy.
I agree. By the way, I agree with Chris Atwater. This is one of Demetrius's best imitations ever.
Good one.
I think it was too real. I didn't like it. It brought me.
She felt his pain.
I didn't. Yeah. I don't.
Can you? I went to the therapist, and he was like, "Show me on me where he touched you," and I was like, "What?"
Show me on me.
Show me on me. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Oh, poor Elmo. I apologize that happened.
Poor me. I have to sit here while all you men laugh about Elmo.
Oh, listen, look at this, Natasha. Ashley Natasha is saying, why is that a thing? It happened to me walking over the high level to my first job when I was 16. It's probably why I don't work now.
Well,
I mean,
we all handle PTSD differently, but yes.
You guys,
how are you walking across a high level bridge just masturbating?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, dude. It's crazy. You never hear these stories about girls. Like, there's never been, oh my God, I saw a girl pleasuring herself out on the side of the road. No, it's always a freaking weird dude.
Yeah. Dudes you never hear like a group of guys going, shh, shh. Do you guys hear something that sounds like macaroni and cheese making?
Oh, my God.
Mm. What? Oh, Demetrius.
Demetrius. Jesus.
Here we go, too far.
Oh, my God.
That's old lady Anne pleasuring herself again.
Oh, that was too far on that note. Demetrius. You should.
That's definitely the most WTF that we've ever.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
Happy Thursday. So, yeah.
You apologize to your people. That was terrible.
that was all right. We will suspend ourselves. We'll suspend ourselves for 3 days.
I'll see you. Yes. Demetrius has now put the show on a 3-day suspension because of that. So we can't come back until Monday. Monday will be the end of our 3-day suspension. It was horrible. Demetrius Nicodemus. And poor Ashley P. had to hear that. I apologize.
Yeah.
And of course, people.
Dave!
God. Thank you to our friends over at Teebs of Adrian, Teebs.green. Check them out. And we will thank you, producer Georgia. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, Natasha. Bye, everybody. See you later. Bye. Come on!
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital media.